JSF 90.1 in Burnaby, British Columbia, broadcasting from the unceded territories of the Coast Salish peoples.
All right. Welcome. DJ Ian here on a very, very wet Friday, October the 18th. We've got an atmospheric river coming in, the first one of the season. If you don't know what one of those is, look it up. They're nasty. Lots of rain. It's already started flooding near me, and it's not even here yet. welcome to the show. We've got lots of great music for you today. We're featuring three performers, three classic albums, a bit of live stuff, a bit of Vancouver stuff, and a bit of classic Manchester band. And we started off with my favourite bands of my youth and still today, Sad Cafe. We're playing their classic 1979 album, Facades. We started the show off with Take Me to the Future. Who is that guitar player? We'll also be featuring Steve Hillage live at the Glastonbury in 1979. It was only released in 2022. So we'll be playing selections from that. And then we will be playing a selection from Moev's Yeah Whatever album that came out in 1978 on Network. Let's get going. We're going to get back with the Sad Cafe's classic. And, of course, featured the hit single Everyday Hurts. We'll be getting to that in a bit. Featuring the vocal talents of the late, great Paul Young. This is something called Nothing Left to Lose.
saw the lamplight from your window. I didn't think you were home, sitting there all alone. So I came up to your room to ask you why. Why did you hurt me so? Why did you have to go away? I never wanted anything in my life, not until I met you. I thought you'd see me through all the bad days that I had before I met you. Something in the past, never thought it couldn't last forever. There's one thing I can say, every day, how I miss you. Across the street, he looks something like me, and is walking with his head down to the ground. Did you wanna hurt me so? Why didn't you have to go away? There's one thing I can say, every day, how I miss you.
In the crowd, on the photographs of places hanging upside down, down. And I wouldn't know if that is right or wrong. But there's no trains at the station, and all my reservations are gone.
That's a bit of Side Cafe and a track from them called Crazy Oyster, closing up side one of their classic album Facades. You did also hear in there Strange Little Girl, which was a single. Every Day Hurts, which was the big hit single. Nothing Left to Lose and Take Me to the Future. Now, I'm a big fan of Zyde Cafe. I've been. I saw them originally back in the day at Wigan Casino in 1977, I think it was. And, yeah, and great band. Always a sad loss to lose. Well, some of the band members are no longer with us anymore. Paul Young, tragically, at an early, fairly early age. The album was recorded. It's the third studio album from the band. The first album was Frank's Terror, came out in 1977. Then Misplaced Ideals, 1978. And then this came out in 1979, September of 1979. Recorded at Strawberry Studios in the Village in West Los Angeles. Yeah, okay. Produced by 10cc's Eric Stewart. So the band had a strong affiliation with 10cc because they shared the same management. And so it was released on RCA in the UK and A&M over here in North America. Singles were Everyday Hurts, released in August. Emptiness in September. That was only in the US. Strange Little Girl in January 1980. My Oh My, March 1980, and Nothing Left to Lose, only in the UK, May 1980. And, of course, the band members, Paul Young on vocals, Ian Wilson on guitar, Ashley Mulford, great guitar player on lead guitar, Vic Emerson on keyboards, John Stimson on bass, Dave Irving on drums, and Lenny Saxon on saxophone. Now, this is considered the classic lineup of Zyde Cafe. And by some small coincidence, Ashley Mulford did some work with Vancouver's Chilliwack at some point, and I think he actually moved to Vancouver for a bit. I don't know where he is now, but I know he's got his own band going. I've been following up on where Zyde Cafe is today. None of the original band members are in the band, but that's okay. It's great music, and it needs to live. It's a very underrated band, in my opinion. I think I saw them about three times in total. Saw them at Manchester Apollo at some point, which was their favourite ground for doing business. And so let's move on. You are listening to DJ Ian, that's me. I am live from Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. We're also going on CJSF 90.1 FM on a Tuesday night and on a Thursday morning. Let's get moving with some more music. This is Zyde Cafe, side two of the album Facades. And this one, I should say, is actually ripped from vinyl, so you'll hear some crackling and some popping and all that kind of business. There's the track called Emptiness, right here on the House of Prog.